It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com here as we roll into the first hour of the program. We are supposed to have a special guest on the line, Mark.
That's correct.
I don't know if we have him. Is the network aware of this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess we're waiting to hear from a gentleman from antiwar.com, Scott Horton.
Yes.
And I've heard a lot about Scott, sort of through the liberty-oriented rumor mill out there. I've never actually had the chance to talk to him personally, I don't think. But, Mark, you apparently set this one up, right?
That's right. You were going to be away, so I thought I'd take. I wanted to do the interview, so I thought I'd take the lead on it. But I'm sure he'll be calling in shortly. Anyway, let's go on to something.
Sure, sure. 800-259-9231 is the number. Last night, obviously, we talked a lot about the situation involving the couch up here in the lawn of my tenants. And, there's still a little more to tell on that particular story. In fact, specifically, not exactly that story, but the issue of things that go on in people's yards. You had a story, Mark, out of Nebraska, wherein, I mean, the tyranny continues.
I thought it was funny that, in fact, this news story came up somewhere around the time. I guess it's a little old, comparatively, but, a couple of months old. But they made it illegal in Nebraska. Putting a
What's illegal?
Having a couch.
Really?
Yeah. Putting a worn-out couch outside on a porch or patio is usually considered an eyesore. In Lincoln, it's now a crime. The Lincoln City Council approved an amendment to the Lincoln Housing Code on Monday with a 5-2 vote. The amendment prohibits residents from placing indoor furniture outside. The city councilman, Robin whatever, who proposed the ordinance, said upholstered couches on porches can drive down property value of surrounding homes and be a safety hazard.
So this is porch couches
yes.
that they're restricting. So not just out in the yard couches, but porch couches, whereas here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they had a problem with the out-in-the-yard couch, they apparently don't have a problem with a couch being on the porch. So not as tyrannical here, but still some tyranny.
Well, it's funny how they want to save us from ourselves here. It says surrounding homes can be it can drive down the property values of surrounding homes and can be a safety hazard. Listen to this. It's a safety hazard.
Really?
It's a hotbed for mold after rain and also shelter rodents and creepy crawlers. I wouldn't doubt that
at
all.
It's true.
But
we took away the couch today, the Freedom Couch.
The Freedom Couch is moved.
It has been moved to a secret location, which you know what that location is, but I can't reveal.
Correct.
Some maniac has decided to pay for it.
Well, God bless the maniacs. If it wasn't for maniacs, we wouldn't have listeners.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's great. I don't know why anyone would want to pay for this awful thing. But
well, it's a piece of memorabilia now, isn't it? Because it was involved
right.
in this case.
I'm not sure why you'd want this particular piece of memorabilia, because it's exactly like they suggested. I mean, there are worms underneath one of the cushions. So, I mean, the thing is, by the way, it was like the heaviest couch I'd ever lifted.
That's because it's sodden with water, my friend. Disgusting. Well, I've never supported the couch itself, just your right to face your accuser on it. Anyway,
yes.
It gives neighborhoods without covenants a chance to control something they normally couldn't. Councilman Doug Emery voted in favor of the amendment. He said the amendment is just another tool in the toolbox the city can use to protect its neighborhoods from couches. Protecting its neighborhoods from couches.
Oh, you guys, you only have one tool. The city only has one tool.
Yes.
It's violence.
Oh, there's lots of tools in the city, I can assure you. civil liberties are important, Emery said, but sometimes we need to protect our older neighborhoods. So, civil liberties, pooshah, we've got to protect people's property values. I don't have as big of a problem with the situation where they say make it against the law to have a couch on your property. But to me, if somebody is going to bring that charge, I guess I don't have as much problem with the idea that a law was already in place or something like that. Because I do think to some extent city codes operate as, you know, the same sort of things as homeowners associations do.
I know that you and the city people would like to believe that, Mark, but there's no, in my opinion, that's absurd because the codes, the city codes could be really voluminous and nobody is... Nobody that buys a house really considers the city code when they're going to be purchasing their home. Well, they really don't. They're considering moving to an area because they're moving in for their family or they're moving in for a job or something like that, and they need to have a house within a certain area. They either choose to have a deed-restricted area in which to live, in which case then they are presented with the information and they can choose or not choose to elect to abide by that, to get into that particular contract. But with moving into an area, no, I'm sorry, I don't think it holds. I don't think that holds water.
And another problem you can look at is if people lived there prior to the codes being put into place, they never moved into the community knowing that those codes were in place because they weren't when they first started
right.
living
hey,
there.
Hey, they should have voted, man. They should have voted.
I can agree with you on that. You know that there's some problems there. If I moved into a neighborhood and then someone decided, well, we need some codes here. Let's get busy and make some code. I can agree with that. However, what it doesn't, you know, what you moved into this house here, and likely that rule was in place already. And the fact is, I was dating a girl who bought into a condominium complex, and the contract was 80 pages long. Do you think she read all the rules of the homeowners association?
No problem.
Right. Well, it's your problem for not reading the city laws.
But couldn't the same argument be made about any set of laws, not just code? I mean, you could argue that they function the same as like a homeowner's agreement or, you know, some kind of code of conduct you sign when you work for a company. You could just argue that all laws are akin to the private marketplace, but they're not because people don't choose. You don't actually have to consent to it.
It's really about original ownership in this because Ian wouldn't have any problem with me buying a piece of land, cutting it up, making a bunch of rules that were arduous and weird. Mm-hmm. Everybody had to wear purple or all the houses had to be painted chartreuse. That's not the issue. What the issue is
make it clear when you're buying.
Who owned it when and started where and, you know, when was the rule shoved down somebody's throat? Because at the point that you're arguing, you could make the same argument for a homeowners association, but you don't have a problem with homeowners associations making their rules, do you?
No.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying, is that there's the question of ownership. You're arguing that just because the city passes laws, somehow in the past they can claim that they owned the property? Because as far as I know, the city
never owned. In a homeowners association, essentially the other people, when they vote on new rules, are acting like they own your property.
Yes, Mark. Right. We all understand this. And the key difference, as we've been over a million times on this show, is that the people in a homeowners association have all consented to the process. Period. Every single one of them consented explicitly to that set of rules, whatever it is that the
one could
governing
make the
body,
argument that you consented to the process.
There's
when
no
you
argument
bought,
to be made there.
Absolutely,
because there was
there
no
is.
Explicit consent. Whereas
there was
with
an explicit
consent. Whereas with homeowners associations, it's quite explicit. You're signing an agreement. You're being presented with the deed restrictions. You're being presented with the rules. You're being told, look, if you want to live here, here are what the rules are. Whereas here in Keene, New Hampshire, or wherever it is that you live, there is a group of bureaucrats that claim arbitrary control over a certain geographic plot of land based on nothing other than might, based on nothing other than the fact that they have men with guns on their hips, dressed in silly costumes, and cages in which to throw people that they disagree with, in which to throw people that they disagree. And so... I'm sorry, it's two completely different worlds. I understand that the supporters of government would like to believe that there's some sort of legitimacy to their little process, that somehow because they set up little voting booths for people to go in, they can flip the little curtain back and walk in and check a little box on a piece of paper, that all of a sudden all of the force and the violence that they use to enforce their particular set of rules is somehow legitimate, and I'm sorry, it's fantasy.
Well, I'm a supporter of government, because I consider myself a minarchist. I just don't think that there should be laws that tell you what to do on your own private property. It seems like government stepping beyond its limits, and it's only there to protect life, liberty, and property, not to, you know, infringe on your property
sure,
rights.
Sure. Look at the you know, the founding documents that make it clear things like governments by the consent of the governed, life, liberty, property, et cetera, et cetera. It's obviously reached far beyond the pale. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then there are a variety of different ways you can do so. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we enter into the holiday season, you're going to be looking for some gifts, I imagine, and Amazon would be the place to go and purchase those, because you'll get the brands you trust at great prices, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Starting out tonight with a story out of Nebraska where they've made having a couch on your porch a crime, not just in your yard, as it is here apparently in the Keene, New Hampshire area, but on the porch is now a crime. Now, punishable by, Mark, did we even get to that part of the story? I think we got derailed. I don't know if we even finished the story. We got into this sort of conversation about whether or not government zoning is in some way equivalent to deed restrictions, privately entered into deed restrictions that are available up front, part of the contractual purchase process, and very, very explicit versus the arbitrariness and capriciousness of government, of the government regulatory process and the various different regulations that might apply as zoning, etc., to one's property.
A simple drive through the North Bottoms neighborhood was enough to convince Ken Slobda, the only other member of the council who voted against the ordinance. We're getting to a position where we're trying to regulate tackiness.
Yeah.
In order for a person
micromanaging.
What can I tell you? You're tacky. In order for a person to be fined for having a couch on his or her porch, someone has to file a complaint. Now, this is where I separate from these folks. I don't care. It's not the complaint that they should have to file. They come to you, and then if it's against the law, then they should have to file a lawsuit. They should have to come, and put as much on the line as the person that they're coming after.
But where are the damages? How can you file a lawsuit against somebody who hasn't damaged you in any way, shape, or form?
I think that, I'm not saying that I think that, the enacting of these rules is good, because that's what's happening here. They're enacting these rules.
Okay.
But if you're in a neighborhood, an existing neighborhood that didn't have any zoning restrictions at some point, and then people moved in and they decided, that some people wanted rules. Say there's 100 houses, Ian. 99 of them decide that they would like to have, this rule, the no couches rule.
Uh-huh.
The 100th person owns it in the form of a corporation. They actually live in Latvia. You can't get a hold of them because they're behind a bunch of corporate partitions. You just can't find them to talk to them. We don't even know who owns the house. It's obscured. Is it okay with you if they then enact a
code? No, that's tyranny of the majority.
There you
go. If they all haven't consented, then it's tyranny of the majority. That's called democracy, and I thought you understood that that's a bad idea.
I understand why people would want rules like this. I would run a rule like that.
Go and enter into a deed-restricted community where 100% of the people agree. Those communities are all over the place. You can find them everywhere.
Well, let's just tear down all the old houses. Let's just get rid of them.
What would the point of that be, Mark? Well, then you're just destroying people's existing wealth. What's the point of that? Nonsense.
I'm just telling you that the fact is that all these neighborhoods could never have deed restrictions. You're talking about every existing house that doesn't have a rule now could never have it, essentially.
That's not true. If if there's enough market demand for something like that, then you could very easily find people that would agree to reasonable controls on one another's property. If they don't agree, then put your house up for sale and go buy one in a deed restricted neighborhood. It's not hard to trade out properties. And if you were so if you didn't have a lack of foresight to understand that you would want to control your neighbor's property, want to have some sort of say or influence over what your neighbor's property looks like, and you went and you bought in a non-deed restricted area, buyer beware, my friend. You pay the price when you make mistakes in the marketplace. And you know what? When you pay that price, you'll learn your flipping lesson. And then next time, you'll know what to look for. It's just like anything in life, whether it's making a purchase on a house. First time out, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to get a house that it's got some flaws that you didn't necessarily realize. I mean, the inspection report might not have necessarily turned it up. I mean, stuff happens in this process, especially in the realm of houses. There are problems. And you come to learn some things, and then the next time you go around, you're a little more due diligent during the entire process. You might get a better deal. You might get a better structure. You might get, decide to get deed restrictions the second time out. So
people
get with the damn program.
People want deed restrictions, and you're just...
Let them have them, then. Yeah. They should have whatever they want, Mark. And they can get whatever they want in the marketplace. There are all kinds of levels of control that you can have over neighbor's property. You could live in a trailer park. There are restrictions there. Or you can live in the most upscale, upper crust style neighborhood that you could imagine, where there are all kinds of restrictions there as well. They're all out there. Go and find it. And if they don't exist, then you can be an investor. And you can go and buy your own big plot of land and subdivide it, create all the rules all by yourself, and then see if you can attract people to your little community. Yeah, try that.
I think what you're doing is driving down the value of existing houses. Because
what I'm doing is driving down the value of existing houses.
What you're proposing.
Do we need to go back, Mark, to the story about Houston, Texas, that we read on the air a couple years ago that pointed out that the unzoned areas of Houston actually rise in value at a higher rate?
Zoning does not mean
zoned areas.
Zoning and having an ordinance on having a couch or something entirely different.
You and I both understand it's government control over people's private property, and the more control there is, seems counterintuitive to me. Seems like there's less increase in the value of those properties.
And you could also extend that argument to the point that you have to keep your home in 100% condition. I mean, you could argue that a home that's in 90%
repair... It's a slippery slope, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt, it's a slippery slope.
So once you make the argument that it's legitimate, you can regulate whatever people can do with their homes.
Personally, in my neighborhood, you know, in what constitutes my neighborhood, not that there is much of one, if somebody tried to come up with some kind of zoning rule, an additional one, I'd oppose them tooth and nail. I know for a fact that I was at a some city council or town meeting or whatever kind of thing, and some woman was complaining about some guy having a trailer on his property because there was some rule against that, some ordinance.
Mm.
And I defended that guy because I don't want somebody coming after me one day for
having
a couch.
There you go. Then that's what you should be doing, is defending the undefendables. That way we can all have our freedom and we can honor our neighbors' choices, even if they might be icky ones we don't like. And if you don't like it, then go live in a place where you can control your neighbors.
And the fact is that in most cases, you could simply, if you ask your neighbor to say, remove a couch or whatever is offensive to you, if they don't remove it then, if you offer them $50 or $100,
right,
you could probably just
absolutely
buy
agree.
Them off.
I've done this. I did that with a neighbor when I was selling my house. I gave him $100 to move his junky old cars out of there. And he did it, and it worked out great. But you know, some people you just can't do anything with. And I hate the idea of one stiff-necked jerk like, Ian over here, being in a neighborhood and screwing it up for everybody.
Wait a minute. I'm a jerk, Mark, because I believe in property rights. I'm a jerk because I made the reasonable request that whoever this mystery person was complaining about the couch out in the lawn just come and introduce herself to me. That makes me a jerk. I understand some people can have this turn your nose up in the air snobbish attitude, and I don't know, I don't really understand it myself, but they have that attitude, and that's what they want to think about me, then that's fine, that's their business. But I think the people that know me know that I'm a relatively laid back person, and I think the people that want to control other people's properties are jerks. So how about that? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. We got to get to your calls because they're loaded up. It's Free Talk Live.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include, by the way, the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free. For you over at listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. Free State Project brings you the Liberty Forum. It is the biggest liberty-oriented convention you'll probably ever attend, and it keeps getting bigger, actually, so maybe next year it'll be bigger. But it's great. I mean, you really should come out to it. We've been there for the past two of them, and we're going to be attending the third one coming up here in early March. We'll be broadcasting live the entire time, and we look forward to meeting you and having you come out and meet a lot of these great activists that we talk so much about here on the program, these great liberty activists that many of them have moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Some have lived here their entire lives. Many of them are all going to be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up in early March. Big name people, too, like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane is going to be there. Dick Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, and so many others. John Taylor Gatto, Will Buchanan, I believe a lady from antiwar.com, Angela Keaton, is going to be there. I don't have the list in front of me at the moment, but it's a growing list. From what I understand, there are going to be some new people announced here shortly, and the early bird pricing is also going to be going away shortly. So if you want to take advantage of the early bird discount, you should go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, and use the Free Talk Live discount code to save some extra cash. Save yourself an extra 10% by using the code 2009FTL, that's 2009FTL, to get registered for the upcoming 2009 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, brought to you by the Free State Project. We need to run right into these phone calls here. People have been waiting patiently. We start with Steve in Colorado. Steve is gone. Excuse me. Let's try Cameron. Cameron, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You're in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind tonight?
I have two things for you. The first one is this story out of Attleboro, Massachusetts. I don't know if you guys heard about this. A 74-year-old blind woman has been told that she'll have a lien put on her house if she doesn't pay 1 cent on an outstanding utility bill.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that story. In fact, I had it here in my show prep for tonight. Pretty outrageous, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about liens and stuff. It says here it's a lien of $48. That doesn't sound like a lot, but still, I mean, for owing 1 cent, and it was from, like, the first half of the year as well. I mean, this is months ago, and now they're coming after her.
Yeah, I thought the purpose of putting a lien on a piece of property was if you had a contract with somebody, say you had like a plumber come out to your house and he effed up the job or something like that, and then you could essentially lien his property in order to put some sort of financial obligation upon him to pay, but you can't lien him for more than what he's contractually obligated for, as I understood it. Maybe I don't really understand it.
A fine
myself.
For being late, likely, and then that's
there's
the
a late
lien.
Fee, right? But it would be that plus the original amount. And here they're saying that it would be $48 on a 1 cent amount owed. That's
yeah,
a pretty
and
big
someone
increase.
Even made, someone in the article even made the point that they had to pay 42 cents to mail this bill to her. So I mean, they're already wasting money here. I mean, this is ridiculous. For 1 cent, they're going to go after an elderly blind woman?
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it. I'd like to be able to say I can't believe it, but unfortunately I can, you know?
Sure. This is the world that we live in, where these gang members calling themselves government believe that they can just do whatever it is they want to. In fact, threaten a 74-year-old blind woman. I mean, it's just the insanity just continues to spiral down into this morass of madness. It's crazy what's going on out there, and who's going to come to this woman's aid? Who's going to, I mean, sure, somebody could come and cut her a check,
well,
but if they come after her and they put her in a jail cell, who's going to do anything about that?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
I mean, well, in this case, likely it's the absurdity of it all. I mean, she can afford to pay the one penny, I suspect.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I mean, in this case, it's just showing sort of the absurdity of it, that the government is inefficient, which is great. The government is inefficient, and we need to be shown that all the time. Likely, it'd be far less likely you'd find a situation like this in the free market. They just wouldn't send the bill.
Yeah, most businesses, there's a certain cost to collections, and if the cost of collections is higher than the amount of the bill, you write it off and you move on.
It's just, I can't believe it. And the second thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys tonight is the subject of law schools and going to school to be a lawyer. I graduated college about 3 years ago. I did my undergrad in film, and I kind of want to make a career change, and I was thinking about what I wanted to do, and listening to you guys, I got really into libertarianism and the Constitution, so I thought maybe going to law school would be a good way to go, but I don't know. I have an ex that ended up going to law school, and it seems like her and all the other people that go to law school, I mean, she's the kind of person where if I ever made a comment badly about the military or the police, you know, she would get all upset. Like, how could you ever say that? And it seems like everyone going to the law school that I've heard about is either, you know, they're you know, hardcore Republican, like you can't insult the military and we can't have drugs. You know, she was big on anti-drugs. Or they're these super democratic liberals, like we must get rid of any speech that will hurt other people and we must fight for the, you know, for people to get welfare from the government and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, well, I really want to go, but I don't know what they're going to teach me there, and I'm kind of nervous about applying.
Well, hopefully they'll teach you how to, if you're going to go to law school, they'll teach you how to be a lawyer and sue people and write up contracts and do all the other things. I don't think that the political opinions of your ex or anybody else who might go to law school or teach at law school is really entirely the issue, other than the politics of the state being legitimate.
And
right.
It seems like you should go to law school since all the other lawyers are either rabid Republicans or rabid Democrats by that
exactly.
account.
Exactly. But then I talk to people that have gone and they say, oh, well, they teach you constitutional law in the third year. And I sit there thinking, like, isn't that the basic law? Like, isn't that the first thing you should learn is, like, the basic law of the United States? How come they wait till the third year in? And then you look at people like Barack Obama was a constitutional law professor at the University of Chicago. Like, I don't know about you guys. I don't want to learn law from constitutional law from Barack
Obama.
Yeah,
well, I think that's a good point.
Constitutional law is a bunch of lies because, essentially, the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution.
It's what we say it is.
And then, right, and, yeah. And you know, they, you know as well as I do that Plessy versus Ferguson and Brown versus right. the Board of Topeka. I mean, they change it. I mean, that's the most egregious example is that first separate is equal and then separate is not equal. I mean, it's just some guys saying we think this and, here's some words in the Constitution that we've managed to, twist into that. The constitutional law is a bunch of lies. And so it doesn't really matter. I mean, what they say far as constitutional law.
And you don't use constitutional law very much on a daily basis, would be my guess. Is that you're mostly arguing tort law or contract law or just under the statutes. So they probably figure that you don't need the really in-depth stuff until you grasp the day-to-day use of what you're going to be learning.
You know, I think that'd be an interesting question to have somebody answer who has gone through that process and who is somebody who considers themselves a liberty-oriented individual today, especially if they already understood liberty when they started, not necessarily if they found it in the middle of law school. I mean, that'd still be an interesting answer, but to have somebody be able to comment and say, yeah, I got liberty, I understood allowing my neighbors to be free and all this, stuff that we understand about liberty and non-aggression, going into law school and looking at it from that perspective and saying, well, yeah, at this point they tried to teach me X, Y, and Z, and I knew that was a bunch of bunk, but at the same time I also had to recite X, Y, and Z in order to pass the test. So it's probably going to be a situation like that.
They're going to be like, well, this is what they say, and then if, you try to give a differing opinion, I mean, when you try to get out of law school to get a job, they talk to the professors, and it depends a lot on how you did in law school. I don't want them to be like, well, he's argumentative, and he doesn't agree with our interpretation of the law, and...
I would think if I were going into law school, my expectation of what my life would be like afterwards would not be sort of the firm where one went off to get hired at one of these big lawyer mills in some large city or anything like that. I just wouldn't want that for myself. I'd want to work for myself, and likely at that point you might be taken on as associate at some smaller firm and then strike out at your own later. And I don't think the smaller firms care quite as much. The bigger the firm, the more they're going to care about how well you did and that kind of thing. And
there are probably going to be a lot of influences. I mean, people are going to try to influence you in the direction toward the state. But if you're a principled, liberty-minded person, I think it'd be an interesting experience just to look at it from that perspective and say, wow, look at what they're doing to these law school students. And again, if anybody's out there listening that has gone through that process and wants to share their experiences, I'm sure Cameron would appreciate it. And I thank you for the call. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. The bulletin board system is one of those, and it's over 400,000 posts. There's a lot of stuff to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It is Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Mark, can you do your impression of the Norwegians again?
You people are barbarians. I don't know.
I don't know if he's laughing at you or with you.
Who cares? As long as they listen, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I was wondering, Ian, why do you call the judge Mr. Burke? Shouldn't you call him Ed? Why would you give him that respect of Mr.?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Well, you know, right now they're threatening to throw me in a cage, and Ed is just not as clear as Burke. I mean, we know which Burke we're talking about, I guess, more so than Ed. There can be a lot of Eds out there. They're probably less Mr. Burks in the Keene area, fewer Mr. Burks.
But you're still addressing him with Mr.
Yes, but I didn't call him Your Honor at any point. Never did I call him that.
Because I still think that Mr. is a sign of respect, which is why when I went to school and the authoritarians there called me Alex, I said, would you like it if I called you Damien, or would you like it if I called you Scott? And they said, well, no, you know. And I
said,
all right,
fair.
So then you can call me Mr. in my last name.
Right.
And now all the administrators of the school call me Mr., address me as Mr., and I
that's
address
great.
Them as who they are. So I think that's kind of fair.
No, I agree with that.
But they kind of gave me sly looks.
I think you're absolutely within your rights to demand an equal amount of respect from those people. Absolutely. I think that's great.
Right.
Good stuff, Alex.
So are you going to continue to call him Mr.?
You know, I really only call him Mr. Likely, on the air. I don't think I called him Mr. Burke at any point in the proceedings. I don't believe I did that.
Likely the judge has only referred to him as Ian Bernard or Mr. Bernard.
Yeah, that's probably true. And as far as I think I might have called him Sir when I was doing the begging portion on Monday morning via the video conference.
I call
people I don't like sir. You know, when people call this show and they get all uppity and they get nasty, I use the term sir quite frequently there. So it's just kind of a standard mode of communication for me. But I see where you're coming from, and I encourage you to come up here and do that very thing.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Alex, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with Paul in California, also on an amp line. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Ian. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
I went to download last night's show, and I saw the first item was you were out.
So here I am.
I'm not going to ask you to repeat all the stuff that was in that show. I'll
listen
to it later. But I just want you to know that I'm going to pretend that maybe all this talk about filing criminal charges might have influenced his decision. I don't really know what the reasoning was they used to let you back out. So
I don't know either, and we may never know. We may never know. I mean, maybe I'll get to take old Burke out to the, you know, take him out to lunch or something, pick his brain.
That would not be proprietous.
I don't know how to get him to do that because they don't like it when you talk to him. So I'm not sure how to go about that.
Somewhere down the road, after you guys have made a lot more progress in towards liberty, maybe he might.
He might get a little ostracism from some of his associates. Interestingly enough, I discovered that the manager over at Panera, where Julia works as a manager, the top manager there, is in some sort of an Irish gentleman's club with old Judge Burke.
They have strippers?
Really?
I don't think it's that, Mark. It's we've got
fraternal organization.
Yeah, we've got Irish blood. We're all brothers, etc. That kind of thing. And so
I always think those are interesting. There's one for just about every ethnicity, and they seem so weird and exclusive to me.
And it's something about people
well,
are really.
That's because you're not Irish, Mark. Obviously.
I'm adopted, so I came with papers, and I guess I am a 1/8 Irish, but I don't think I have quite the same thing about ethnicity that some people do.
Some people are really into their culture and their history and their family and genealogy and stuff like that.
I think it was largely immigrant communities because I know that my fraternal grandfather was in the Polish club in Massachusetts, and that's because they were only he was first generation American, so that, you kind of cling to your ethnicity when you're new to a different country.
So, that could
but
be
I like
something.
Your idea about ostracism, though.
Yeah,
one of the things I was thinking about was that if, the judge was going to stay hidebound and leave you in jail, and, had to and this is why it's so important to have a bunch of liberty people living in the same place. It's possible in a community where there's enough people who are up to speed on what's going on that somebody who is doing harm to a member of the community, I mean, if they go to the grocery store, the grocer says, I'm not going to sell you any groceries.
Yeah.
Go to the gas station, I'm not going to sell you any gas.
That would be the ultimate.
You let that guy out of jail, otherwise, you're persona non grata around here, buddy.
Yep. That would be the ultimate form of ostracism, in my opinion. I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's how a free society should work. You can't hurt other people. We can't we're not going to do violence against you, but we're sure as heck not going to do business with you.
Yep, that's why I think that ostracism can be so powerful, and I think that we need to think of other peaceful ways to ostracize people beyond just the regular old protests on the street corner and stuff like that. And I think that what you're touching on there is a very powerful way. Obviously, that requires a really informed populace to be effective, especially in larger populated areas. But in a smaller place like where you live, Mark, a small town, or Grafton, New Hampshire, where there's this big influx of liberty activists into a very small town, that's something that could become a real reality. I mean, you could have just a couple stores in town that could be owned by people that love liberty, and then anybody else that wants to live in town and be a thug would have to go and drive a half an hour to go get their food. Like, they'd still get the food because they could go to some anonymous shopping center in a place they don't live.
They'd change their tune so fast, your head would spin.
It'd be inconvenient as hell for them to live that particular lifestyle. That's all. And so that's what the ostracism would do.
And if the people they met kept asking them politely, well, why are you doing this? You know, this person didn't hurt anyone. What are you thinking? You know, and just get them to really look at what they're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are always going to be critics out there, and people have even been critiquing the letter that I wrote to Ms. Engert, the young lady that actually brought this entire situation in the first place by complaining to the city code enforcers about the couch in the yard in the first place. And I sent her a letter today entitled, I Forgive You, Michaela. And, of course,
I did read that. That was well written.
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
That
was great.
Well, some people were commenting and there saying that, you know, I wasn't being sincere or that, you know, that it was passive-aggressive, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, this one brain-dead trout that wrote this long missive, it's like, if you analyze their letter for passive-aggression, holy criminy! Methinks thou dost protest too much.
Yeah, take your plank out of your own eye, right? Thanks, Paul, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yes, sir. Hey, yeah, we will. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So maybe I'll get to that letter here in a little bit. But, I mean, the whole idea that I understand, and I appreciate critique, okay? I read it, and I internalize it, and the parts that I think, you know, I should change, I'll change.
You got to be careful with the critique, though. I mean,
it'll drive you crazy.
It will. It absolutely will. And
I'm thoroughly satisfied with what I wrote to this young lady.
I'm glad to get it. I can't listen to every bit of critique that's out there.
Somebody suggested it was a bit disingenuous. Look, I understand not everybody is going to agree completely, and she is, I don't know how she's going to receive this, but I would think that a letter entitled I Forgive You is probably a little better than going out and protesting in front of her house or doing some sort of other action that would result in her being upset.
I think that the letter itself could, it might call off the dogs, as it were. I know that there's been, action against her by listeners and that kind of thing.
Actually was one of my intentions, was to write this to her. In the very last portion, I suggest, hey, you know, you don't have to do this, but if you would like to apologize, it'd go a long way to showing people that, you know, you made a mistake and that you didn't understand what was going to happen as a result of what you were doing. And if she was to come out and
the possibility exists,
right? If she was to come out and talk about this and come out and say, look, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I didn't intend for you to go to jail, and et cetera, et cetera. I think a lot of people would back off, and she'd get a lot of accolades for doing something like that. I know that, Nick, you and Toby are inviting her on Free Minds TV at some point.
The invitation has been made, but she has not responded. And to be quite honest, I don't think she will.
I
can understand why you would not want to go in front of the spotlight for that.
Sure, sure. She hasn't responded to my email as well. Hour number two is coming up. Scott Horton is going to join us here. If your calls are on hold, we will get to you. Please be patient. We're going to talk to Scott Horton briefly from antiwar.com about what he's doing over on that website. It's a big site, Antiwar. More on the way. Hour two coming up. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you could